Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has already cut deals with nonprofit groups in Boston and New York City to provide heating oil for the poor at a 40% discount. In Chicago, the Venezuelan-owned Citgo company is offering the Chicago Transit Authority a 40% discount on $15 million worth of diesel fuel for city buses. The deal would require CTA to use the savings to offer free or discounted fare cards to low-income riders. In Madison, the bus company has recently cut back service and raised fares because of high fuel prices, so Alderman Austin King says he wants Madison Metro to try to cut a deal similar to Chicago's.
I think we ought to be exploring every possible option that gets us a more solvent system. And if one of those is cheaper diesel fuel from the Venezuelan government, I think that's something we ought to embrace.
But there's both a political and a practical catch that could be a deal breaker in the Chicago case and would likely sink any Madison effort to keep bus fares low with cheap Venezuelan diesel. On the political front, critics of Venezuelan socialist President Hugo Chavez say he's more interested in embarrassing the Bush administration than he is in helping low-income bus riders. The practical problem is the diesel Citgo is offering is not the ultra-low sulfur type mandated by the EPA for use in buses and trucks beginning this summer. Both Madison and Chicago have already retrofitted their buses to use only the cleaner burning diesel. Madison Metro spokesperson Julie Marriott Walsh says that means cheaper Venezuelan diesel probably wouldn't save either city any money.
We would have to look at it to see if it would be worth the time and effort of our mechanics to go through and retrofit and then re-retrofit these buses just to accept it for a couple of months.
Citgo says its interest is in helping the poor, but oil industry analyst Aaron Roth of the Wisconsin Petroleum Council says it's the first time he's heard of an oil company offering discounts to help the poor. He says he doubts charity is Citgo's primary motivation. He says it's more likely the Venezuelan company is trying to undercut Chicago's diesel contract with its competitor, BP.
This is a fiercely competitive industry. I would guess BP is going to come back with a counterproposal and probably give them a better deal than they currently have because of the competition. That's the way business works.
Citgo has said it's willing to try to provide the cleaner fuel by trading for it on the open market, but Chicago officials say they plan to honor their contract with BP. They've asked Citgo instead to simply donate funds to pay for fare cards for the poor. Meetings are planned later this month to see if such a deal can be reached. So far, Citgo has not offered discount diesel to any other cities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.